This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everyone, the boys are going to be releasing some episodes from behind the paywall throughout Tri-Month. This episode right now is of the Flagrant Ones. The episode came out yesterday. And we also released the video of this episode as well. And I put the link for that in the description. So you can just click it right there and watch it. I highly recommend doing that if you can. And yeah, we're hoping to release some more paywalled episodes throughout Tri-Month and enjoy them. I will talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook.
We're talking about out of all these listeners, and there are 1,000 of them, for one of them to write a nice little card, handmade card, that says, heard about the bread and a smiley face. And people are acting like that's too much. Like they don't have time or something to do that for us. When we're out here getting this bread.
We highfalutin about the gluten.
It is true, Carl, what you said. And it's so important to bring this up. We're highfalutin about the gluten. The truth is, you are now listening to the Flagrant Ones, and it is 1:34 in the a.m. on the East Coast, where the Clem Dog has it turned up, hood on, headphones under the hood, got a little fleecy lining in this here bad boy, and I'm ready to get so nasty on Flagrant Ones.
After this one, damn, dude.
It's after dark.
Uh-oh, you caught me watching the 1974 film The Gambler starring James Caan.
I'm a gambler.
And free on Prime.
I'm a midnight rambler.
I'm a gambler. I'm a scrambler. I'm a Jeffrey Tambor.
It's the kind of nasty stuff we talk about.
But see, it's crazy. It's crazy that Hayes is at work at a nonprofit.
No, wait, you don't see where I am?
Where are you at?
Oh, you're at Earwolf. We're right in the offices.
Oh, yeah.
The belly of the beast. Okay.
I did go back to Earwolf. We're working it out. I feel great about our ability to make this work. We're like Sean and everyone else is still independent, and like that's awesome. And like we'll figure out like what my cut should be or whatever. While I am still like I'll just be honest. I was never comfortable with this whole plan, both like personally with like look at these people. I'm leaving these people. This is my family.
That's Dana.
I'm petting this dog.
What's that dude's name in the hat that looks like the other guy?
Huh?
That dude in the hat. Samp? What's his
the
name?
The dude in the hat? That's my friend Samp, I want to say.
Samp, and then he looks like Cody.
The guy in the back?
Is he back there?
I believe that man's name is Prosh.
I don't know him. I wasn't in the office like that. I told them to leave my cash in a grocery bag at the door.
You said, I'm not coming in.
I'm not coming to that damn office. I don't want to see all them damn dogs. All them damn cats.
There's too many dogs.
Okay, hang on. And that's Bosch.
Is that Bosch in the picture?
Bosch was there.
Don't want to see the damn dogs.
Well, you know, Bosch is my favorite dog. But there was another dog. The lady who worked at the front desk, she had a dog.
Tugboat. Mm-hmm. That's Tugboat.
Tugboat would get a little rowdy at times.
Okay, Tugboat was mean to you.
Bosch ain't never been mean to me. Mm-hmm. Bosch always kept it G. Kept it 100.
This is Flagrant Ones After Dark. It is 1:37 a.m. on the East Coast is 10:37 p.m. on the West Coast. It's the latest record we've ever done. We are the horniest we've ever been. I am busting clean out of my shorts legs tonight. I need to absolutely unfurl myself this episode. And we knew this would happen. We knew this would be our horniest one. We haven't been horny in so long on this show.
But now is the time because we're late. Yep. I just got off work. I kicked my heels off and I put my briefcase down and I took off.
Take that bra off.
I took the bra off, let the titties flow. And I got this 1,000 stories Zinfandel. This is bourbon barrel aged. This is a vintage 2018. Pre-pandemic vino. Straight out of California, batch number 71. It's time to get horned up.
Stories on the flagrant ones.
This is a very horny episode. It's also the first, I think we have a new tradition on this show, which is it's the first episode of the new month. And that means that we have seen some changes in terms of our flagrant ones family. Specifically, there are literally hundreds of people that I guess claimed to be friends of ours, family of the show, that subscribed to the Patreon, but then their credit cards lapsed with the new month. And we just want to take a second to name some of them and tell them, please, please, never come back. We are so glad that you are gone. To the mind that it takes to be so irresponsible, to take something as
we
just, yeah, go ahead.
We love our listeners. Our listeners are our family. I would die for them. I'm here at 1:40 a.m. I took a break from working on the docks where I am driving the rusty bulldozer. And I'm doing that for my listeners because that's who I care about. Those are the closest people in my life. And so I would never want to speak ill of my listeners. That said, if you let your payment lapse, even for just one day, you are scum. You deserve to be buried at the bottom of the ocean underneath these docks that I bulldoze all day and all night. It's unusual light for 1:40 a.m. Yeah, it is. Because we have to light the docks up in order to bulldoze them.
That's the Aurora Borealis as well.
That's
I'm in the club. I don't know if I'm in the club. And I had to ask the promoter, "Hey, is there a room I could go in and record that's quiet?" And he's like, "Well, there's the owner's office." And I was like, "Does he have a setup for podcasting perhaps?" And he was like, "Podcast? What? What's a podcast?" And I was like, "Bro, you don't know what a podcast? First of all, you don't know who I am."
Okay. And let's back it up even a little further.
Yeah.
Weirder to not know who you are than a podcast. Podcasts are pretty new. Carl Tart's been doing this.
I've been out here. I've been out here in this game. I've been in the game. Skin in the game, been in the game. Okay? That's number one. Secondly, this vodka cranberry, watered down. I'll have my bottle of Zinfandel that I brought in myself.
You brought a bottle of wine.
Bottle of wine to add to the cranberry vodka.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Just a call. Splash of white wine in the vodka cranberry.
Getting a call. And guess who it is? My cousin.
Oh my gosh. Wrong show.
Wrong show, baby.
Do we just go with it?
And then finally he was like, "Well, I guess there's a condenser mic and a mobile preamp and a laptop up there with QuickTime."
Yeah. I mean, he's recording an audiobook.
Yeah. But he didn't know what a podcast was and he didn't know who I was. So anyway, we got that done, but it was very embarrassing to have to ask that. So for me to go through all of that, for Sean to go through what he's doing literally on the docks.
I'm on the
season
docks.
Two of The Wire. He's on the docks.
I'm with the stevedores, baby.
and for us to go through this.
Looks cold.
Hayes trying to get more money from Airwolf.
Mm-hmm. Well, not more.
It's me. It's Frank Sobotka.
Trying to get some money.
It's Nikki Sobotka. Mm-hmm. And not only that, it's Zig, one of the worst characters in television.
So, Andy, can we name some of the subscribers who, I guess, didn't understand that when you do subscribe to a Patreon, your body makes a promise?
Yeah, I have a list here of 284 people who 284
Vanilla Sky,
and I'm checking every single one of your
my
social medias.
Man, left Vanilla Sky on their ass.
I'm checking every single one of your social medias. If any of you have ever trolled anybody, anybody, I don't care who it is, Donald Trump to Robert Downey Jr., two opposite polar opposite sides of the coin. Good versus evil. You trolled anybody in between and you broke? Oh, I'm going at your head. I'm going at your head and I'm going down to the net.
Hey, Robert, something you should know. This man is broke.
Yeah. So don't take this personally.
Mr. President, it's okay. The man who was trolling you, please don't take it personally. This man is broke.
Yes.
Do not change your policies or anything on account of him.
You yes. do not need... You need pay this person no mind.
Broke.
Okay. Let's do it, Andy.
I mean, most of them look like they're named Matt.
Okay,
there's
Matt.
Matt B. There's Matt T.
Matt. Maxwell. Matt B. Please be broke somewhere else. Be gone from here. Never return to the show. If you come back... Listen to this. Do an annual subscription, annual upfront subscription. There's a 10% discount option. Find out a way to decline that option. You pay the full price and then go. Next.
Lachlan. Lacking in basic respect and manners. I tell you what, you're going to be lacking some of your teeth if you ever run into me on the street, buddy.
Well, you're lucky I'm in the club right now.
I have a
Carl's in the club right now, Lachlan.
And I don't fight in the club. I only shoot.
I have a slight fear, Lachlan. You know what? Maybe the reason that you let your payment lapse is that you've been having trouble finding gainful employment. So why don't you come down to where I am 24 hours a day and you can get some of this work.
Lachlan, your name puts me in mind of the actor Lachlan Monroe, who is the star of the movie that is actually what you are, which is Dead Man on Campus, because you need to go back to school and learn basic economics so you can stop being broke before I kill your ass.
Oh, Lachlan, you remind me of Lachlan Murdoch, but actually it's Lachlan Murdered, and it's what I do to you when I kill your ass. Please don't make me go full Vanilla Sky on you. I do got the background up now. This is Hayes' favorite part of the movie.
Well, who's next, Andy?
Jack B. Nimble.
Jack, jump off of my Patreon. All these broke men.
Yes, it looks to be all men.
Men are supposed to be the providers.
Yes, all broke
yes,
men.
Carl.
You know, in the 90s, they didn't even give men welfare. <'Cause there's... laughs> Get out and get a job. In certain states. Man, my grandma used to say, man don't work, he don't eat. And she would tell me that every morning as a young male child.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And look what you did.
Yeah.
Man, look at this, man.
I got out
working.
Worked.
Yeah. And eating, recording eating in the club.
Exactly. Bread. The bread that I eat because a man works.
I guess the B in Jack B sure ain't for bread. Must be for something else. Beating that meat. Why don't you stop eating that meat and start putting some bread on it?
Okay, so Andy, one more.
This next guy is named Maxwell, and I am seeing that he has an at Harvard email address at harvard.edu.
Okay. What we're seeing here is a case of stolen valor.
He probably did it to get onto Facebook.
Yeah, this man is so broke that he has stolen Harvard email.
You said his name is Maxwell? More like Max Poorly.
Maxwell, more like Minimum Well.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Go away.
Beat it. Don't let the door of the internet hit you in the ass on the way out. Don't let the browser close on your fingers.
Okay, that's it. Andy, do we have any news this week?
Yeah, we got all sorts of stuff.
Sean, you look surprised. Do you want to do more?
No.
Okay, good.
That's just one of the faces I'm practicing.
Okay, this is great. So we talked a little on our stream this month about NBA Top Shot. And I want us to hear this one guy who like kind of explains NBA Top Shot a little bit. I found this video. Somebody sent it to me. I forget who. And we'll just watch this part of the conversation. He's kind of walking us through how NBA Top Shot works in this YouTube video. Go ahead. I'm going to say go back to 350. I want this to build up a little bit. Let's go to 357.
Oh, wow.
Let's take it back. 3 seconds. Right there is good.
Oh, nice.
356.
Nice.
We can do 356.
Great. Okay. Go ahead. That's, yeah.
Fandom, and it's about more than repping your favorite teams and players. For the first time, you can own the NBA's greatest highlights. Ready? And currently they just have modern stuff, but I'm assuming that if they start putting out Michael Jordan content and shit like that, it could get really crazy. Magical Johnson.
Was that on purpose? I hope that was on purpose.
Oh, no. I mean, God.
Magical Johnson? He can't be for real.
I got to say, and I hope he never hears this, but this guy does look and talk kind of like the dude who managed the Subway next door to the dry cleaner I worked at, who also had a rap album that he had recorded.
If it is a bit, it is very dry, and it is the only one of this 23-minute video.
It's hidden 4 minutes into a 23-minute video.
I have 4 minutes of build. I do one joke, and it's so subtle. And then I do another 18 minutes of dry content.
Magical Johnson.
Magical Johnson.
My God.
I'm so jealous. That is the funniest thing I have ever heard.
Yeah, why didn't I ever think of Magical Johnson?
It's so good. It was my friend Walker. My friend Walker sent that to me.
Magical Johnson.
Great.
Magical Johnson. And I don't think people know about this. This is just like a little secret discovery just for us.
Yeah.
And we won't even tell anyone where it is. They'll never be able to find it.
I hate to ask this, Hayes, but you used to live in Texas, right? I mean, you lived in like Houston.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Walker a Texas Ranger?
Walker is a certain epic someone who...
let's just say when he does push-ups, he pushes the world.
He pushes the entire world all the way down.
Magical Johnson.
They got me.
Can we hear it one more time?
Of course.
That's good.
NBA's greatest highlights. Ready? And currently they just have modern stuff, but I'm assuming that if they start putting out Michael Jordan content and shit like that, it could get really crazy. Magical Johnson. collect epic and...
It's such a weird transition. Like, He sort of looks like he's looking at something, like he's reading something.
Yeah, it's like
something.
He's reading, but he's not. I don't think that's on the site that he's looking at.
It's just one moment. Oh, yeah. What a beautiful genius.
All right. Let's read some more. Can we listen to more, some more of that?
Some more of that video?
Yeah.
You want to hear more about how Top Shot works?
Yeah, I just do not understand it.
Okay, yeah. Let's listen to him talk about it a little more, because he does explain it. Let's see. Okay.
It could get really crazy.
One more time.
Magical Johnson. Yeah. collect epic NBA moments. They're, I call them cards. You'll call them cards. But
Magical Johnson.
What they're
Larry
Birdcage.
Moments.
Giannis's slams, Luka's dimes, Kyrie's crossovers. Every night, an NBA star does something so amazing, you need to watch the highlight on
That's
repeat.
True.
Now, you can make those plays yours, all officially licensed by the NBA and minted on the blockchain in limited supply. And you guys are all aware of serial numbered cards, and we're going to get more into that. Score rare collectibles. Only a scarce number
he's
of top
reading.
Shot.
He just so this he's is just reading, a, man reading a website.
Yeah, all right.
But he does describe basically what it is. Is like Top Shot decides, like, okay, this play is going to be minted and like offered up as a collectible, and they have like a like they use the blockchain to track who owns a play. And so it may look like just
think Bitcoin.
Yeah, yeah, I don't get that either.
Think Bitcoin.
Magical Johnson, Larry Birdcage, Fat Person Lever, Bobbing for McAdoo's,
Jerry Western Omelet.
Okay, go ahead, Andy. What else?
Oh, we have a song.
We should buy. Oh yeah. Oh
well,
yeah.
This was promised last week. We were talking about me learning to play colorblind on piano. Well, I'll introduce it in the video.
Yeah, you give all the info we need.
The Shang song.
Hayes asked me to do this.
Hey, Flagrant Ones. So, you know, we had been talking a little bit last week about how I was starting to learn the song Colorblind by Counting Crows on the piano. And Hayes was like, hey, maybe it'd be fun if you played it on the show next week. And so I was sitting down to do that and I realized, wait a minute. It really wouldn't be Flagrant Ones if we didn't make it a little basketball. So I started working on some parody lyrics, and I've come up with what I think is a pretty cool song about backup Denver Nuggets center Isaiah Hartenstein. So, you know, it's not totally finished, but let me show you what I got, and let me know what you think. Bad, right?
That was magical.
Really nice. Yeah,
magical.
He weighs 249, so that's a potential second.
Okay,
lyric. I mean, just something I'm tinkering with, but I don't have it.
The number of times. I just know how hard you worked on this and the number of times you had to record that entire intro speech.
Yeah.
Because you, like, mess up or...
Yeah. And the fact that the version that I even ended up using, I say, it wouldn't be Flagrant Ones if it wasn't a little basketball.
Yes.
A little basketball. You know, like, that was the one I used, but it's like there must have been so many that were so much worse.
This is good, Andy. I'm so excited that you found this. Did someone send this to you?
The Joe Ingles one?
Yeah.
Someone did, but yeah, it was also on, I think Reddit had this on here. I saw it from a few places.
Okay, so this is...
comedy dudes angrier than a legit funny jock.
If he makes me laugh right now, as a comedy dude who's never picked up a ball, If he makes me laugh right now, I'm gonna be so fucking pissed.
Sorry he wasn't funny enough for your lame-ass Herald team.
Oh, man. I worked so hard to get on that Herald team.
The most diseased comment in history. It's like, someone check on this fucking commenter.
Okay. So this is Joe Ingles invading Donovan Mitchell's post-game interview like Bane at the Super Bowl.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, like, I'm just trying to be the... Oh, boy. Here comes Joe. Oh, boy. They were asking about... can you repeat your question again so he can hear it? He'll give you a great answer.
Okay. How do you push past the criticism and the snark remarks, whether it be from Shaquille O'Neal or other commentators that believe that you can't get the job done?
You don't want me to answer this question. You guys won't be able to report it because it would be an explicit language and you guys would get in trouble.
Just basically playing for my teammates, you know, at the end of the day, just playing. Like I said, the only opinions I care about are the guys in the locker room. You can say whatever, but at the end of the day, I'm trying to find ways.
I don't think you're a superstar.
That's fair. But no, I think that's really what it is for me, just trying to find ways to improve myself.
You know, there's nothing that makes me more upset as a comedian than a funny job. I tell you that. Man, much.
The thing is, I actually think he was funny enough for my lame ass Herald team. He was just too busy shooting hoops.
He could have done it. Yeah.
He could do what I do, but yeah. I can't do what he does.
Yes.
My Herald team was cool as fuck. We weren't lame. And we also had a rule. No Australians. So,
and yes, we are racist about them.
Yes, oh, racist. We are the Ku Klux Klan of Australia.
Just that's when you know you're in trouble is when Joe is saying something nice about you, because that actually means that he's being mean.
He thinks you need defending, which means that in his eyes, you are actually a worm.
Yes. Andy, did you find any Anthony Edwards clip this week? The accent is reminding me of a funny clip of his.
No.
Anthony Edwards, Irish. Anyone see this?
Oh, shoot. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did see that. Yeah.
Really cute.
If you get a win tonight, that would breed confidence going into those next four games against teams in the similar spots beside you in the table.
Where are you from, Jim?
Ireland.
I like your accent. Tough. I want to learn how to talk like that. But ask your question again. I was too much listening to your accent.
Yeah, no problem, Ant.
There you go.
I want to learn how to talk like that.
That was nice.
Where you from, Jim? I like your accent. That's tough. I want to learn how to talk like that.
That's tough.
That's cool.
I love it.
Anthony Edwards joins the IRA.
I bought everybody Popeyes.
It's Blown Away, but it's starring Anthony Edwards and Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay, what else, Andy?
The all-star three-point contestants have been announced. Steph Curry, yeah. Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Devin Booker, Zach LaVine.
Yeah, who we got?
You know what? I'm not this type of guy.
Yup.
I probably am this type of guy, but mm-hmm.
I'm sure you are. Say it.
I'm definitely this type of guy.
Just found a new type of guy.
I don't think it's.
It's not Carl.
I don't think it's fun when Steph is in it.
Interesting.
He makes too many. I want to see him battle it out, because I feel like when he misses, it's not a real miss. Like, that's how good he is at the three-point shoot.
But he hasn't win them all. I mean,
he only won
Clay,
one. Yeah,
but that's certainly beat his ass.
Yeah, because Clay was actually trying. I feel like Steph was just kind of like, ah. You know what I mean?
Right. You think
I was looking
like,
back,
stupid.
And the last repeat winner was Jason Capono from our merch store, Jason.
Oh, we are.
JasonCapone.com?
I think we still. Let me make sure we still.
Yeah. It just got seized.
Sometimes it just like wouldn't work.
Like a screaming eagle.
It better not be. We pay
Andy,
for
can
that
you
shit.
Record some like Jason Derulo style drops, but you're saying Jason Capono.
Okay, it does. Yes, jasoncapono.com will take you to our TeePublic store for all of our cool merch.
Yeah.
And so that was like last in like 2008 or something. And none of the people that have won since then, Steph won, I think, in like 2016 or something. Klay Thompson won the year after that. No one else has won twice. Booker won a couple years ago. So I don't know. I think I would definitely pick him in this group, but I was watching Dwayne Wade in the pregame show for the Celtics-Clippers game tonight, and he was like, but here's the thing. The person that you think is going to win never wins.
I hope they bring back the Brother D-Zone.
That's often true. Brother D-Zone. Yes, the Brother D-Zone is crucial. That it's I actually bet it once or twice. I feel like we were there for All-Star weekend for, and it isn't usually who, like it was Joe Harris 1 year.
Yeah,
that was great because I did feel like Steph was trying in that one. Wasn't Steph in that one?
I think so.
Yeah, that was cool.
So here's who it would be if it's the person you think it's not going to be. It's Zach LaVine.
That's who Wade picked on that basis.
Yeah.
Is he going to be in totally a dunk contest happened. Too, though? I want to see him in a dunk contest. He's the best dunk of all time.
The dunk contest is mostly unknowns, I believe. It's like
OB.
Anthony
Simons and Cassius Stanley.
Is Derrick Jones not going to be in it? Is Derrick Jones active right now?
I don't know. Derrick Jones?
Yeah, he's playing for Portland, Miami. He's at Portland. That's right.
They still got to pick a fourth person.
I like him. There was something in his face when he was going through that whole thing with Aaron Gordon last year.
Mm-hmm.
There was something in his face that was very endearing. That was like, this guy's a sweet guy.
Maybe his
like,
eyes.
He doesn't like, I don't like all this stuff that's going on. I just come out here and do my dunkaroos. Can we calm down? Hey, if everybody wants to vote for him because he dunked on Taco, listen, I just want to do my dunkaroo.
Hang on. Let's let tonight be about the dunkaroos.
Yeah.
And not all this other noise. That's all distraction.
It was something in his face that was saying he was like kind of embarrassed by the situation when he got the win.
Right.
Like, almost as if he wanted to give it back.
Yeah.
And that endeared him to me. Put him on my list of the Paul George honorary list of sweet guys in the league that I like.
We're talking about Paul
George.
Put
him on the sweetie pie list.
He got snubbed from this event.
From the three-point contest, yeah.
Yep. I'll take Booker. Okay, Andy. You had a classic. You were saying you were going to incorporate this insult from this next one into your own.
Yeah, I'm trying to repertoire. Figure out exactly how. But yeah, Shaq. Speaking of Donovan Mitchell, he's talking about sort of the way he was treated and how players now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Shaq is on this guy's show.
Like, you know, a lot of people take flack. When I take flack, a lot of people right now. Oh, you're too hard on the youngsters. Well, I'm just doing what was done to me. I can remember when I was averaging 30, 35 in L.A., but we'd always get swept. And the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said, hey, he hasn't won a championship yet. Did I whine? Did I cry? Did I complain on social media? Nope, I didn't say anything because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had G14 classification to say that.
Yes.
What am I going to do?
Oh, he said it.
Have a dispute with the greatest NBA player ever. So when he said that, when he gave me constructive criticism, I took it and I listened. And I brought my game to another level. So these guys now, they're pudding pops. You say something about them. Oh, Jeff.
Is that Jeb Bush he's talking to?
Who would make you nervous?
Please, Shaq.
I was texting people this the other day, but I think... Sean, we at some point should tell the story that we heard about Shaq on reality show that we then had to cut. I think enough time has passed.
Well, and we're not, we can't get sued by True TV because we weren't there.
That's right. And the story was we had a friend who was working on Shaq's prank show, his like prank clip show, which was called Upload with Shaquille O'Neal. And they were doing a segment where they had to go to Shaq's house. And they get up to his house and they're walking in. And it's very clear that Shaq has just broken up with his long-term girlfriend, Hoops.
He broke up with Hoops literally minutes before they arrived.
Yes. She is removing her possessions from the house in boxes as they are walking into the house. And our friend is like, oh, Shaq, do you want to like reschedule this shoot? And he says, no.
She was a pudding pop. She couldn't handle being in a relationship with
constructive criticism.
I'm good to go. Let's film these pranks. Yep,
pretend you're scared.
You know, there's evidence that Shaq was very upset when people would criticize him back in the day. And so I don't believe
there
was
no social media.
There was no social media.
He was right that Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar was saying you've never won a championship. The reason he did not take to Twitter was because it was not
didn't exist. And he should know because Twitter initially was just him saying where he was in Phoenix, and if someone came and touched him, he would
touch me for tickets.
He would give them tickets. That's what Twitter was for like 4 years.
Yeah. And it was better then. And I owe him a debt. It was that, and it was A plus K, Ashton Kutcher, in a race to get to 1 million followers.
I remember that.
And Shaq was on there committing random acts of Shaqness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else happened?
Well, speaking of prank shows, Blake Griffin.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Has his own
hit cross.
His own little twist.
What's up, guys? Blake Griffin here. You know what I love better than a prank? A prankster getting pranked.
Who is this dude?
You just got double crossed.
He got me.
Wow.
You've never seen a prank show like this. We turn the tables and prank the pranksters.
Wrong window.
I love how your shoes match your Speedo.
It's about to go down. Biggest prank ever for my girlfriend.
This is going
to
be good.
Oh, my God. This is a raid. Everybody stay where you are. NBA superstar. Thank you, man.
I'm coming for you, Blake.
She has what you going to do?
See this coming.
Get out and freak her out.
Double the pranks, double the laughs, double crossed. Revenge is a dish best served by this guy.
Double Cross with Blake Griffin premieres March 19th.
Was that Ryan Gold? Ryan Gold?
He pranked Ryan Gold.
With a little bit of luck, it was Ryan Gold.
Ryan Gold. I thought you meant.
Go back to the where three people sitting at a table right before the lady jumps out the window. After the funeral, it's like in like
oh,
right the, there.
Oh, wait. That could have been Ryan Gold.
No, that's not him. That's not
but
him.
It's not.
That's not him.
But it's fine that you thought it might be.
I see my buddy Raphael, and people who like College Humor know Raphael from College Humor.
Okay.
He's the FBI agent.
Who said this is a raid?
Yeah, this is a raid. It's Raphael.
So the premise of the show is that it's a prank show, but it's actually the person who thinks that they are committing the prank who is being pranked. The prankster who ends up being the target of every joke, as this YouTube description says.
Devious twist.
This opens up unbelievable possibilities of a triple cross. A triple cross into a host cross where the prank appears to be going so badly that Blake himself
is the one who's being pranked. I can't wait for that to happen. Now, there was a rule, obviously, on Punk'd that you could never punk Ashton, and a few people tried. And when he got wind of it, man, that was when you were going to get so pranked. So I think that probably Blake, because he's the mastermind behind these devious double crosses, he's going to be able to sniff out if something is a little funky or one of the pranks is turning around on him that, like, that's not quite right. But I challenge anyone to try. I would love to see them do it, but buyer beware.
I worry a little bit. I will always love Blake, and I worry that the way he is playing right now is actually affecting his ability to get work in his like chosen profession, which is this.
Pranking,
yes. I'm concerned that it is that, like, were he playing a little better right now, these sets would work a little bit better. Just everything about this would be a little higher status.
Yeah. Andy, can you take this off the screen?
Sure.
I purposely hate when a jock is better at pranks than I am.
Uh-huh.
I just can't. It really, I like, I'm just mad that he didn't want to be on my prank team.
Blake has a lot of content coming down. I met with his production company at one point. I had an idea for a sports related film concept, and we, you know, took a long meeting, not with Blake, but with his development person, who then said, yeah, the thing is, Blake doesn't want to do anything that has anything to do with sports.
I heard the same speech.
And I said, okay. Oh, that's so interesting. So, you know, we can see now double cross. Yeah, double dribble, crossover dribble. These are words that are like basketball, but you notice they didn't actually... They don't actually have anything to do with basketball, and neither does the show. So,
Do you want to talk about your concept? I think you referred to me as the baseball biter.
I mean, I don't really want to give it away for free.
Okay.
But sure. Okay. It is a madman who starts eating baseballs at the major league games. The team at the bottom of the standings realizes that if the baseballs get eaten, then the game ends in a forfeit, which
is good for them.
For them is, you know, is as good as a tie. And so they want to tie their way to the middle of the standings by keeping the baseball biter strong and out of prison. So there's a lot of like them like building secret tunnels under the stadium and everything. And it culminates in this World Series game where, you know, the pitcher who is like 100 years old, he's from Transylvania, actually is about to feed the ball to the baseball biter, which will result in them tying for world champion. And he realizes that he thinks he has to pitch this one and really play it out. And they, and you know, and the team starts to believe in themselves. The team's
the Yankees.
Yankees. It's the New York Yankees. So,
So you had said that he is eating the baseballs because you had said based on some screen tests you were doing that you were changing it to like he just bites them so much that like.
They're tough to use.
They're obviously not usable anymore.
Yeah.
For a game.
Just to have him ingest the whole thing. I mean, it was really, really important to me that we use real baseballs.
Yes.
I just hate when I can tell it's a fake baseball that someone is chewing on in a movie. Like, that's like one of my absolute pet peeves. And frankly, it's the reason basketball didn't work. So, you know, I get very angry when I see stuff like that. Or if the cup is empty. Oh, have you seen when someone hands a coffee cup but the cup is empty? Yeah.
Mm.
And I know it's empty. I'm smart. Me. So it has to be a real baseball. And I'm willing to loosen the stitches a little bit because that could happen just in play. And so then, like, maybe the baseball biter can... Also, we lost our main baseball biter. Just like a scheduling conflict. And with COVID, it's been crazy.
Okay, Andy. Do you have a game? Yeah, you have a game for us?
We have a little game.
Great. What's the name of this game, Andy?
It's, of course, What Did This Man Say?
After Dark Horny Edition.
After Dark Horny Edition.
Sexual.
Great. And edition. So we have a slideshow here.
Yes.
Cue up some smooth jazz right here, Andy. Mm-hmm. I'll drop it in. No Rhyme, No Reason by George Duke. Drop that in right here.
Okay.
Okay, so, wow. So yeah. You found some very horny replies, and the game is we try to guess who the replies are being horny about.
Who they're talking about, yeah.
Great.
So here's the first one I found on Reddit.
Okay.
Is it me or blank has a big butt? And then Mr. Science Man in the comments says, most top athletes will. Posterior chain is like the largest, most important muscle group for athleticism and performance. And it's gotten to the point that NFL scouts literally check out dudes' asses during the combine. I think I read a scouting report one time that said something along the lines of, he has an ass you could serve a dinner tray on.
You don't serve a dinner tray. You just serve. You just serve dinner.
Would you care for a bite of a dinner tray?
Okay, this was 2 years ago. As I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking like, okay, some obviously have really big butts to the point that you wouldn't say, is it me?
Yeah.
Or does like Kyle Lowry have a big butt? Mm-hmm. His butt's huge.
Chris Paul, yeah.
Yeah.
James Harden.
James Harden has a big butt. This was 2 years ago.
I have a little hint, though. It's posted by Spurs.
But okay, Cavaliers response.
Could be a red herring.
And they just choose their favorite team, so it doesn't necessarily mean that he's posting about a Spurs player. My guess, since it was 2 years ago, is Zion. Zion's butt is huge. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's too big to ask the is it me question, but it's big. Anyone else have a guess?
I'm going to say,
is it me or does so-and-so have a big butt? I'm just going to go ahead and give it to Harden. I'm going to say Harden.
Yeah, it's big.
Okay, let me think for a second. Well, I'll go with a Spur. I'm going to have it be a draft. It's 2 years ago. Who was in that draft? I'll say Lonnie Walker.
Okay.
Okay. It was LeBron James has.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he does. I mean, he has a huge butt, of course.
In most top, because he's a top athlete.
A perfectly like hemispherical.
Most top athletes will.
But.
Okay, number two. Someone on Instagram comments, making OnlyFans.
Okay.
And then someone else replies, LOL, they got four kids. You know what that means? And then someone else replies, he just piping daily in a. And a crying emoji.
Okay, so this is just a photo of the player, right?
There could be more people in the photo in this one.
Okay. All right.
Who's I'm gonna say
four
Steph
kids.
And I'm gonna say Steph and Aisha in this one.
Yeah, that's a very good guess.
Great guess.
LeBron also has four kids, right?
He does. LeBron's three. LeBron has three kids.
I'll go with Steph.
Dwayne Wade.
I'm gonna say Steph because I would also come and make OnlyFans. I would like to see Steph pipe that down.
But this wouldn't
make
be
another kid
from then.
LeBron, I don't think has four kids with Gabrielle Union. At least,
Wade,
so this is they got four kids. So I will agree that it's Steph and Aisha.
I think it is too.
I don't have a better guess anyway.
Okay, it is. Gordon Hayward. And
Okay.
Of course, four boys. Oh, daddy's right. Always happy. Okay.
I don't know if I would watch that. I don't know if I would pay for it. If somebody snuck it and put it on Reddit, I might check the thread. I don't know if I'd pay for it, though.
Okay. Number three. So this one is a bit of a twist where the person in the replies is an NBA player. Justina Valentine is offering.
Okay, now I didn't make it to the NBA. I just made it to college, Andy. So I don't know if that's me.
She really should be checking her DMs.
I definitely like myself some Justina Valentine.
Justina Valentine writes, get your very own signed calendar now. And some an NBA player responded, you're saying, with the message, check DM.
Yes, multiple times.
It's got to be a young guy or a guy that's out of the league. So this is 2021. This is one day.
Well, I will say that this isn't my screenshot. I found this. It's been deleted. I think this was like a couple years ago that this happened. Oh, wait, no, it's 21. Never mind. No, of course, no. It was recent, but like a couple months.
I think it's a young dude. I think it's a dude not that he doesn't play. I'm sure he plays. But I think this has to be somebody like a dude who's young, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. not super out there. Like mm-hmm. thinking that this wouldn't be seen. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
Yeah, I'm thinking of people who are on Twitter a lot. Like,
because mm-hmm. like Zion wouldn't do this.
CJ's on Twitter a lot, but I don't think he'd do this.
CJ wouldn't do this.
I'm thinking.
I mean, he might do it to like.
It is the kind of thing Porzingis used to do.
Sure. Yes.
I think CJ would be like, "Stop playing with my calendar and send it. I have the money for it."
Believe me, I have the money.
I think this is all a misunderstanding, and this is Check Diallo, and he's trying to write Check Diallo me.
He's putting it at me. That guy. He's putting his email address. Name somebody on the Hornets that's young. It's a small.
Devontae Graham. Yep.
It's a small market player.
Malik that Monk
is young.
Miles Bridges.
I'm gonna say Malik Monk, and I know that's wrong, but I'm just say Malik Monk. Guess.
Aaron Gordon.
Let's see.
Not too big.
Wendell Carter Jr. Oh, wow. I love that for Wendell Carter Jr. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that all three of these.
Oh yeah, it's all
the same person.
Oh, replies yeah. were him saying check DM
because I bet you it was saying like not going through, and so he kept doing it.
He's just typing his credit card number into her DMs. Who's Justina Valentine? Should I know who that is?
She was on Wildin' Out. Okay. She's just hot.
Check DM.
All right, check number four. So this post has a reply. LS Mas Guapo K Curry. Ha 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 ha. That's my crush. Ugh. Ugh, 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 ugh. And then, if this man would just let me love him. And then finally someone says, congratulations.
Okay, and this is someone who is just giving a speech.
Oh, yeah, I have included a microphone.
Okay, is that a clue?
Kind of.
What's okay. Guapo? I forgot what Guapo was.
Handsome.
I was about to say ugly. Ugly is feo.
Feo, all right. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's also is, this guy. He is this very handsome. He's more handsome than Steph
more,
Curry.
More handsome yeah. than Curry. Ja, ja, ja.
I mean, does that?
I would
mean it's.
If this man would just let me love him, that's my crush. This is Kelly Oubre speaking at the Boston College graduation. I'm gonna say Kelly Oubre.
I'm trying to think of like recent, would this have been a Laker? And like the championship, but there was no parade. Yeah.
There was no parade. This looks like some sort of who's into crypto, not Top Shot. This looks like maybe, but it looks kind outside of though.
Crypto conference. Okay, who are they all absolutely just like horning out over? I guess it probably is Kelly Oubre if that's what everyone is saying over and over. That's a good guess, Sean.
I'll say Clay just because of the Curry comparison.
It is LaMelo Ball.
I don't know.
When I was really trying to think of who it could be on the Because the color, I was, if we hadn't just gone through all the Hornets, I was going to be like, it's the color of the Hornets team. I didn't know if it could be like a team function, but I wouldn't have gotten there anyway, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't associate him with people
lusting,
being this horny.
Yeah. He was on a few lists that I was looking up of most attractive players.
That's interesting. That is very interesting. To me, he always he felt like he had a vibe of, because people kind of saw him grow up, but now they're respecting him as an adult. I appreciate that. Even Adrian Ramirez, who's saying he's much more handsome than Steph Curry. Ha 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 ha.
All right.
Okay.
So this is a picture of someone on vacation, and my favorite comment, just to think about the cheeks you get to clap, goat. Oh, and a hint, it was liked by the Dunktown.
Okay.
Kelly fucking Oubre.
That is a hint. And Ariel Jordan is doing the eyes emoji.
A lot of eyes.
And the Galactic Queen is drooling.
Okay, so is this Kelly Oubre finally?
Is that everyone's guessing that? It is.
Yes, I have nothing.
Prankster.
Oh, Blake.
Oh, Blake. He looks good.
He does look good great. In that picture. I should have known that by the Air Force Ones. Kelly Oubre, I don't think, will wear regular old Air Forces.
Just think about the cheeks you get to clasp to go.
A lot of thirst about his legs on this one.
The legs are
crazy.
Very powerful.
Fucked up. They look so hard.
They look strong.
Because from clapping those cheeks. Just think about the cheeks he gets to clap.
Those legs are built for pranking. You will get double crossed by those legs.
Okay, last one.
Okay. This is great, Andy. Can I just say?
This is so good.
Yeah, this is a really good game.
I'm so terrible at it, but it's really good.
Yeah, I think it's hard. And
well,
it's a
very hard game.
It's hard to find thirst that is interesting. Like, most of the time, it's just like emojis.
And that's like
and
a
stuff.
Good clue. Yeah. Usually, it's just like, stuff me.
His mouth can fit my whole heart.
Yeah, so this one, someone says, that's my baby, oof. And then someone else says, his mouth can fit my whole heart in a winky face.
So it's two women. It has to be a really popular player. I'm cheating a little bit because I'm trying to see if I can see under these.
You have to.
See
this one. So yeah, this is from a while ago, too. This is from 2016.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So...
How'd you find these? What do you search?
I had to go through. I searched like most attractive players. I went through a lot of like Instagram. Okay. There's a Tumblr called Shirtless NBA Players that was helpful to find all the hottest picks. Mm-hmm.
That's my baby oof. His mouth can fit my whole heart. So he's somebody yelling.
He's yelling.
Is this just Bron? Is this Bron?
It's Andre Iguodala.
His mouth. Who does that? Like
Or is it Westbrook?
Yeah, that's a great guess.
Great guess.
Yep. I think that made these too hard.
Who?
Justice.
That's a college.
What's his name? I wish I should have remembered his name.
That's Justice Winslow.
Yeah, that's right.
From college.
But yeah, it's him in college. I don't know. I was trying to just find funny. It's hard to find funny comments.
I'm just amazed.
Is that Jahlil Okafor right there, too?
Everyone's yelling. Look, all these people have their mouths could probably fit my whole heart.
Yeah, our whole heart's going in all their mouths.
All right, there you go.
Okay, and it looks like we have we only have a few minutes left. It's after 2:30. Poor Sean, as we got really horny, we exploded.
All of our hearts could fit in these guys' mouths.
What we have two songs that you wanted to play or just one?
We could play two. I think that we definitely should get to the Flagrant Five has been teased a lot.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's
it's
do
late.
To them.
Let's rock me to sleep with the Flagrant Five.
I got to get back to the club.
The Flagrant Five is, Andy, you want to just like rattle them
off? Yes, Sarah Love, Steve Sachs, Stephen Shaw, Chargrix, and Eastman Presser. Have joined forces to say mean things about me, and that's great.
Let's hear it.
Our engineer fights back a great tear. Yandy is sad, but our hero, 'cause he's got a tongue like De Niro. Nisa, Nisa, sad Nisa, Nisa.
Thank you, Steve Sack. Hold on a second. Eastman put this out? You bullshit.
Now please don't make me say this twice.
Please don't make me say this twice.
Just because my flow is nice.
Just because my flow is nice.
I will not apologize. For all of my comments on Reddit that made Andy cry. Okay, I told a friend that y'all feature my raps. They asked me, why did they pay you for that? I said, it's actually funny you ask. I'm the one that gives them the cash. They look confused and say, where can I hear it? I said, you gotta pay 60 a year. It's easy to access once you do that shit. They're hilarious, you can't imagine.
Really, they said, maybe I'll check it out. By the way, what's the show all about?
I told them they mostly just talk really loud while some other podcast plays in the background. Comprehensively, they cover games. Extensively, they list the players by name. Ostensibly, it's just a basketball pod that's hosted by Hayes, Andy, Carl, and Sean.
Oh, okay, yeah, no. Yeah, not for me. Sorry.
Stephen Shaw has entered the chat.
Eastman, drop that beat quick. I need it. Let me loaf from Starbucks. I eat it, little bitch. Try to play me in zone, then watch me hit my three quick. Little bitch, give me them feet quick. I'll lick my ass. How many cuts you have? And he gonna slice my ass. Carl's got the ball and he's not gonna pass. Chad broke his ankles and banged out the glass. Shooting, I'll send the shit back. My gun is from China, Kawhi's bleeding real bad. Looking like a MAGA hat. Take a quick look at the stats. I'm balling like Harden and Houston. Wait, no Brooklyn. Got them all shook as shit. Kyrie and Kevin and Harden just took the shit Lakers and getting this ring. And he just sliced out my whole thing a link. All hail to the greatest of kings. I cannot help but stand a motherfucking flagrant one. Look at God, look at God. Eastman and Steve hit me up for a verse, so I gave him one. Kevin really quit his job. Sean with the hop tea. His drinking vinegar, not me. Pitching crabs on my hot tea. No one can stop me. Plenty of players have blonde hair. Militish look like a Nazi. I'm in the boxy, sucking on toes with some chopsticks. Call my little bitch a bop.
Now please don't make me say this twice.
God,
just because my flow is nice. I will not apologize.
Do we know this identity of this person?
Chargrix.
Once upon a time, a working man's chef, Kevin. Now we supply the jams, and he collects the revenue. Knew my shit was slap like Andy when the camera cuts. Sean's cheeks are swelling. Andy tells him that makes two of us. Every new bundle, booty's bigger by degrees. Still can't fill the hole from his COVID Halloween. He's morose. Plenty women ringing up his phone. At the moment, he don't feel like licking toes. Something's wrong. Why you think they call him Mr. Knees, little baby? That's what he's down on. To reach the feet, little baby. Looking at the moon like, how the fuck I'm sad. With all these honey buns I got stuffed in my duffel bag. Sheesh, am I crazy? I'm Disney's Andy Neese. I'm a gray king, fuck the failing gray lady. Now let me dry these tears with the money that they pay me. Then he did a burnout in a custom gray Mercedes.
I'm at the DMV, no mask. COVID guidelines, I'm trying to slap that ass. Big pants Sean, yeah, he double cheeked up. Hayes got the sugar shrub up in his cup. I don't get paid to make beats like these, but at least I don't cry gray tears like Nice. Not for money, not for clout, it's the tears, that's why. Call me Mr. Abervan, I can make the monarch cry.
Very good people, very good.
Wow. Oh
my God.
A super group.
Thank you so much for that. All the suck and toe references are my favorite. Very enjoyed. Like, very much enjoyed the bars.
Looking at the moon like, how the fuck I'm sad.
There was a whole run about like Andy slapping Sean and his cheek swelling and Andy saying, that makes two of us. This just has to stop. I just feel like I'm listening to this and I'm just like, this cannot.
I love the breakdown of the like, oh wow, did they pay you to play your raps? It's like, oh, it's funny. No, actually, I pay them. Oh, that's really funny. Oh,
holy shit,
that was good.
I guess we just have to have them all on at some point. This is like
freestyle battle.
How else to play it?
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.